Time to talk to Peter. That's Peter Allam from Allam's Attorneys, and continuing our chat about drugs. Peter, very good morning on this Monday morning.
Yes, morning, Wayne. Morning to our listeners out there. We continue on a very interesting subject today, which is drugs. You know, my research, when I did it, there was just so much on it, on the section that I found that we started last week, that we will continue on that. And then over the weekend, whilst I was doing some resource, I actually found a book that I received, and I don't know how old it is, but it's very old. It's called Soul City, Alcohol and You. And it actually is a chat that we will have next week, because it's a book purely about alcohol abuse and the old apartheid years. So the history of alcohol, South Africa and alcohol, why people drink it and that type of thing, put into a very interesting book produced by the various newspapers, funny enough, the Argus, the Dispatch, Daily News, you know, Echo, Evening Post, I don't even know if that still exists, Pretoria News, The Star. So it's a booklet that must have come in the Daily Dispatch many, many years ago when they used to do those booklets. So we'll talk about that. Listen to the heartbeat of the nation called Soul City, Alcohol and You. But we'll keep that one for part three next week.
Okay.
Today we go on to say, let's start by saying, why do people take drugs? You know, the studies on that show, because it's people want to take drugs because they want to change something about their lives, unfortunately. And some of the reasons given by people that have been interviewed throughout the world, not just in South Africa, is basically one, to fit in, two, to escape or relax, three, to relieve boredom, four, to seem grown up, five, to rebel, and six, to experiment. So those are, you know, six various situations where people take drugs to achieve something, all of them being banned. You know, it's not the way out. People think drugs are the solution, but in fact, they become the problem.
Right.
You know, some people can take it, test it, stop. Other people take it, test it, like it, and carry on and destroy their whole life. You know, you have your own problems when you think about the different aspects that we just mentioned there, the six different types of wants or drugs. The real answer is that it does not assist, it does not replace, or does not help you sort out the problems that you have. That's only a temporary relief that you think is happening that causes major problems. You know, in my eyes, drugs are basically poisons. That's what they are. And the amount taken depends on the effect that you have. You know, that famous old word, people smoke dacha and you see them, they goofed. You know, they have no idea where they are. You know, sometimes a small amount gives you a stimulant. I mean, that's why they ban, drugs are banned in sport, because it is a stimulant. It gives you up. And for that reason, it's an unfair advantage that you have. And you know, you get those type of drugs as well. It's not just, you know, the bad drugs that we're talking about. It's all drugs that have an impact. And, you know, drugs and sport is a whole chat of its own as well. You know, people are banned for years. We see our top cricketers that got bans and things like that, top regulars in the world, you know, all just affected by drugs. You know, the sad, the more you take, slows you down. People don't realize that. And of course, you know, the people that are taking, that are overdosing on drugs can kill themselves. You know, any drug can do that. All drugs have caused death, unfortunately. You know, they affect the mind. They distort your perception of what is happening. You know, you'll find that somebody that's taken drugs will be acting oddly, irrational, inappropriate, or destructive, wants to fight and that type of thing. You know, it's short-term relief that you think you're getting, but it actually is not there.
Yeah.
You know, it wipes out your ability to understand and to respect what's happening, your alertness, and basically it messes up your mind completely. You know, medicines are a different thing. Where you're given a prescription by a doctor, which is a drug as well, those intend to assist you medically. That's completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and different drugs do different things. You know, you get people that take drugs for high blood pressure, for sugar, for heart diseases, for all sorts of things. You know, you get tranquilizers to help you sleep and that type of thing. But they are prescribed by a doctor who has studied, who has done research to see what the effects are, who knows you and that type of thing. So I often get people that say, ah, you know, when the doctor gives you drugs, it's the same thing. You're on a high, you fall asleep, you know, you don't want to do anything, you feel lethargic and that type of thing. Yeah, that all happens, but there's a reason for that, because you're ill and they're mending your illness. You know, it's very important. Of course, drugs affect the mind as well. You know, it's amazing how you react if you've had drugs. You know, you get blank spots. You don't remember things correctly. They make you slow down. Your speech is impaired. And, you know, you get failures as you go along. The more drugs you take, the less you remember and that type of thing. And you know, eventually we find so many people that are in a situation where they don't know how to deal with the problem anymore. And, you know, they just take more and more drugs, destroy their own you know, how often don't I hear of kids that owe drug dealers money? They're selling off stuff, or the drug dealers have come in and wiped out the whole family's, you know, house, taken their assets away to pay for the drugs that the kids have incurred that the parents don't even know about. I mean, I've had 20 cases like that, you know, where they've come in and destroyed things. And it's sad because, you know, your parents don't deserve something like that. And really you need to sort it if you're in that situation. And the sad thing as well is that they don't talk, you know, when they're in that sort of problem, when people have purchased drugs and they can't pay for it, it's not something that they'll tell you, they'll hide it from you. Sadly. And the next minute you know that your goods have been taken or destroyed or your house has been broken into and that. So it's sad, the impact that it has on not only the life of the person taking the drugs, but on your innocent family as well. You don't know what you're doing to your family when you're indulging in drugs. That's very sad. I mean, you know, it's a situation that should not be. You should burden your family with that. You know, the happiness of the family is taken away as well as a result of your stupidity. And, you know, Wayne, when you look at it, I mean, I just, you know, driving to work all over the show, you just see these people lying on the side of the road, lying on the pavements in town, lying next to businesses, sleeping overnight on the gutters in town and things like that. You know, that's basically from drugs as well. Some of them are homeless people, don't get me wrong. You know, homeless people are doing drugs. There's no doubt about that. There's some genuine homeless people there. But if you look at the majority of those, you'll find that invariably they are druggies or involved in drugs, sadly. You know, and that's not very good for society. You know, some countries have programs that work on it and make sure that the people are protected, that they've got homes to go into at night and things like that. But, you know, drugs destroy creativity, destroy your lifestyle. Drugs, you know, can get you on the pavement. That's the thing. And the worst part is to believe that they have control of their life, that they haven't, that, you know, they believe that they're there, they've got a point to prove, they're able to live. You know, it doesn't worry them that they're homeless in some instances and that they've destroyed their entire lifestyle. You know, lost their work, lost their home, have no money, have no food, have no clothes, you know, live a life in filth and things like that. That's what happens. Mm. You know, it's also common knowledge that when kids are on drugs, they invariably are stealing money from their parents' homes, from their parents' businesses, from family, taking items out of houses that people won't notice, selling them, you know, basically getting rid of stuff to support alcohol, cocaine, marijuana, LSD, and things like that. Mm. You know, it's sad. You know, even your cough mixtures and that. I see that a guy was caught with, what was it, 1,900 bottles, I think you said the other day.
Of cough mixture.
On the headline. Mm. Of cough mixture. I mean, crazy situation. Obviously addicted to cough mixture, buying it in case he runs out. You know, what does he think he's going to do with that many bottles? I mean, you know, that just shows what the mind is doing. Mm. The mind has spent money on drugs, you know, unwanted drugs, unnecessary drugs. So, you know, when we look at the different types of drugs as well, there are many. You know, we spoke about alcohol already last week. We spoke about marijuana or dacha. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the other things that go with it is ecstasy, there's cocaine, there's crystal meth, there's heroin, there's, you know, prescription drug abuse as well is big. Mm-hmm. You know, you get people, like we said last week, hooked onto grandpa powders and things like that.
Yeah.
This is what happens. So all the different ones have different names. They all have different effects. You know, the sad thing is, you know, your short-term effects on most of the drugs are that you basically lose your coordination and your sense of time goes missing. Very often you hear that people have got an impaired vision or an impaired hearing. They're sleepy. And, of course, the worst with alcohol, with any drug, is the redness of the eyes. You can always see when somebody's had too much to drink, when somebody's done too much weed or something like that. The eyes are there. And they also say that you get an increased appetite.
Uh-huh.
And of course, the relaxation of the muscles that's taking place is not natural. So, you know, that can have an effect on your heart, on your kidneys, on your liver, and things like that. And a lot of people don't realize that it's a heart risk. You can have a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what you need. The long-term effects are sad. You know, it can damage the lungs, the heart, like we say, cause coughing and wheezing. You'll see the people that take cocaine, they always sniff. You know, they don't realize that it's so easy to pick out somebody that's on cocaine because they've got that permanent sniff. They can't help it from sniffing the cocaine. They've got that. The body doesn't have the ability to shrug it off, and it's a symptom that comes out. But they don't realize how stupid they are, and that it is a symptom. Mm. You know, mm. And anybody with any common sense will know that. You know, the impact of ecstasy, which is a big one as well. You know, it's got its whole different lot of names. If you look at the different names, we said we're going to go through the different ones and what they call. So ecstasy, if you're an innocent parent or an innocent person out there, the different names for ecstasy, the street names there are E, XTC, X, Adam, Hug, Beans, Clarity, Lover, Speed, Love, Drug. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, ecstasy is supposed to be the one for lovers to make love and that type of thing. You know, it's crazy. You know, it puts your mind into a condition that you don't understand.
Mm.
And ecstasy is one that can cause kidney, failure or heart failure. It causes dehydration. So it's a very dangerous one. And like all drugs, you know, it causes confusion, depression, nausea, blurred vision, and that type of thing. You know, you get the sweats, you get the hot flushes and that type of thing from it. And, of course, ecstasy as well affects your muscles. you know, it tightens the muscles and that type of thing. So, you know, it's crazy, and it makes people do silly things. Ecstasy is a very dangerous one. Cocaine and crack cocaine, you know, it can be taken orally through the nose, can be snorted, can be injected with a syringe. You know, the fumes that they heat up and they use there. And, you know, it causes indigestion and things like that. It causes a snorting, the sniffing, which is the same thing as snorting. And, of course, you know, it's a drug in powder form, cocaine. Mm. And that seems to be the common one amongst the kids today, unfortunately. One of the street names you're looking at, and you must be aware, if your kids are starting to talk about coke or crack, or rocks or snow or Charlie or sniff, that's what it is. Then they're talking about cocaine. Those are the street names for cocaine and crack cocaine. I repeat those, coke. I mean, that's, you know, don't be kidded that your child wants to go buy some coke. Could be talking about drugs. Crack, the same thing. It's a common name for it. That's the one I think most people know. But it's also called flake. It's called rocks. It's called Charlie. You know, I'm going to get Charlie, or I'm going to see Charlie. You know, means that you're going to get some cocaine somewhere. So that's basically cocaine there. And, you know, cocaine is a very dangerous one. Its tolerance is needed to produce a high retaliation. The long-term effect of it is that it makes you excited. You know, it makes you want to do things that are not correct. It becomes something that you become addicted to. And so many adults are addicted to it. Yeah. That's the crazy thing as well. You know, you hear of people that are doctors and lawyers and accountants and things like that, and you find that they're all on this cocaine because it gives them a ride. They go to parties and it's a big deal to bring your cocaine with and stuff. And which is quite sick. Really, you know, it's totally unnecessary. Should not be done. But it's one of the things. Crystal meth, another big one. You know, that's called speed, it's called meth, it's called crystal, it's called crank, go fast, I think, Tina, it's called.
Okay.
Quartz, you know, those are the crystal meth is inhaled or smoked or injected. Once again, you know, you see the people with the bad arms, with the bruises, with the dark purple thing on it. And that comes there. I think crystal meth also comes in a pill form, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not 100% sure there. But, you know, the street name is ice or crystal or glass. And that's a highly powerful one. You know, you get hooked on that so easily. And it's one of the hardest drugs to treat, I'm told. You know, it's easy to get, it's easy to become addicted to. And, you know, it affects everything, you know. People lose everything that they've got when they go into that particular one. Inhalants, that's the other one. You know, the street names for inhalants is poppers or whippets or laughing gas or rush. You know, there you talk about aerosol spraying fluids, glue. I mean, you don't have to say, if you put a carpet on, the glue smell takes you out. Paint thinners, nail polish remover, a common one. And, of course, fuel, you know. They all sniffed or done through a vapor, very sadly. And those all are dangerous fuels. Those are inhaled through the nose or the mouth and can cause permanent physical or mental damage. You know, what people don't realize there is that you starve the body of oxygen and then you get, you know, false beat of the heart and things like that. Some people lose their sense of smell, suffer nausea, nose bleeds, And that in turn causes major liver, lung, and kidney problems. So it's very sad that people do that, you know, especially glue. You hear the kids at school that sniff glue. It's very, very common.
Yeah.
The street kids that are around, and, you know, the homeless street kids, that seems to be a big one with them, is to sniff glue, which is very, very sad. And, you know, it can kill you. There's no doubt about it. It's a dangerous one. Heroin, you know, the oldest one, I suppose, of all of them, can be injected, snorted, or smoked. You know, that there makes people think slowly, makes you react slowly, impairs your decision-making. And, of course, it affects the brain if you don't remember what you do. That was the one that they came out and they said, that's the one that's bad. That's the one that causes the risk of AIDS, hepatitis, you know, which is a liver disease. The needles cause the problem over there because you're using the same needle.
They're
using new needles every time. Yeah. And you know, it's health problems. And you can pass it on to your sexual partner. That's a sad thing. Mm. You know, and especially newborns, and if it's first a woman's going to have a baby and that type of thing, you know, that's very, very bad. And of course they tell me that is the most violent to all when it comes to criminal reactions and things like that. What do they call it? When they call it horse, they call it smack, they call it junk, they call it brown sugar, sadly. You know, but once again, clouds the memory.
Yeah.
Nausea and vomiting comes again, always sick, feeling nauseous, wanting to vomit, and, you know, slows down your heart. It's one of those bad ones that slows down the heart. And like I've already said, once again, we have that problem where it affects your kidneys, your liver, your lungs, and that. And like we said there, beware of AIDS. You know, that's one over there. LSD, another one. I mean, you know, these are just all different drugs. It's sad. You know, LSD is solid tablets, I think, or capsules, or I think we even get it in a liquid form, right?
Okay.
You know, it's divided into small little squares. Each square is a dose. And it's very, very potent insofar as mood changing is concerned. And you know, it's basically a fungus, LSD, which grows on rye and other grains. You know, it can last up to 12 hours, they say. You know, if you're on LSD, you know, you'll be taken out for like 12 hours at a time. You know, it'll give you dilated pupils, it'll give you hot flushes, increase your heart rate and blood pressure, sweating, loss of appetite, you'll be very sleepy, you'll have a dry mouth and that type of thing. And of course, it's the one that affects the brain, that makes you think that you've seen ghosts and all sorts of different things like that. You know, it's a trip. LSD is a trip that you go on. Takes your brain away and affects it. One of the street names for it, I know Purple Heart, I know California Sunshine. I'm not sure what else. I think Acid is another name for LSD.
I think that rings a bell as well.
Yeah. So, you know, that's your LSD. And, of course, the last one and one of the most dangerous ones is your prescription drugs. You know, pharmacists are supposed to be very strict on drugs. But like anything in life, you want it, you can. You know, the pharmacists are making money and they will sell it somehow or other. But, you know, yeah, you've got the most vicious ones there, your painkillers, your tranquilizers, antidepressants, cough mixtures, sleeping pills, stimulants. I mean, you know, it's crazy. You know, they have a very, very depressive section attached to them. So when you take it, you know, those things affect you. They put you in a dwell. They're there for a reason. When the doctors prescribe it, it's there to be used correctly.
Yes.
So you've got to be careful. And there's just so many different ones that people are on. I mean, you know, Valium, the names that come there with overdoses of cough mixtures of, you know, Ritalin and things like that. They you know, Prozac, you get, when I think of the different names, you get, you know, Demerol and things like that. These are all different ones. And if I'm not mistaken, dangerous.
Yeah.
Very dangerous. That can cause death. And I think that a lot of deaths are, you know, caused as a result of that. So it's interesting.
Sure. Scary
and,
stuff.
You know, the sad thing, yeah. You know, those are the different types of drugs that we said we got to deal with today.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad thing is that, you know, when people are onto the drugs, they don't realize that the dealers will tell them completely different.
Yeah.
Like I said last week as well, most of the dealers don't even do drugs. You know, they're just there for the money.
They're just making money out of it.
I think stats showed the other day that something like 65% of drug dealers don't do drugs themselves. They're just in it for the money. You know, they and the sad thing is that, you know, you'll get kids in a bunch of friends and they'll say, come on, take this. You'll have the party of a lifetime. You'll have such enjoyment by doing that. You won't be the old rurica guy that sits in the back row. You know, the girls will go for you. You'll be dancing. You'll be partying. But sadly, it's short term. It doesn't last forever. And it messes up and damages your whole line of thought and your lifestyle and everything. Yeah, so it's very sad.
No, it's
yeah,
indeed.
That's basically the different drugs that we said we will discuss, and time is against us now. And next week, yes, I've got that Soul City, which was very interesting from the apartheid years. It must be very ancient, this thing.
But
and another chat. I mean, you know, drugs are such a bad part of life, and you know, we can go on, but we will also at the end of all of our chats confirm what you can do to sort out.
There is help available. And
you know, that's it.
That's and just I think a reminder that there is help at the end of the day, and we'll get to those topics as well. But Peter, thank you very, very much for enlightening us and bringing out the dangers of something that's one of the scourges of society. And just one last question. If somebody maybe wants assistance, can they contact Alam's attorneys? You can assist and point them in the right direction if counseling and things like that are needed.
Yeah, they can find us at 6 Sansom Road in Berea, the little side street where Pep Stores is, down that road, number 6. Our telephone number is 043-7211-018. And, of course, they can find us on Facebook. Just put an S onto the word Alam's. And they can also get us by looking up on Wild Coast FM. Our details are there as well.
Thanks, Peter. Have a great week.
Thank you, Wayne.
And thank you very, very much. We'll chat again next week, Monday.
Super, Wayne.
Thank you, then. Thank you. Peter Alam with today's Legal Eagle Chat.